North One.
Boogie in the morning.
Hey, Arlene, I know you're going on holiday this weekend.
Yes, I am.
So I thought, as a wee treat, let's get in our new friends to the show, Rixton. Hello, boys!
Hello!
We've got Jake and Charlie and Danny and Louie. Welcome to the show, guys. Now, for people who don't know who you are, because you are quite new on the scene, just tell us about Rixton, where you come from, and the story right up until now.
Okay, wow. Okay, well, we've got to shorten this down. So, we're Rixton, we're a four-piece from Manchester. Well, three of us are from Manchester, one from Southend. Me and Danny met 5 years ago. We lived in his mother's back garden in a caravan, believe it or not, writing songs, living there. And then we met Charlie, and we took him out of a band, and then we started writing as a three-piece. And then we met Louis because he tried stealing my girlfriend, but I didn't let him try and steal my girlfriend, but we got rid of her, so I got him in on
drums.
There's
a lot of nicking going on, isn't there?
There's a lot of nicking going on. We are thieves. We then started uploading YouTube covers, and then 2 years later, we got signed by a guy called Scooter Braun, who is the manager of Justin Bieber. And then from there, we've just been over to America and
recorded the album,
touring, singles gone top five over there. So it's pretty crazy.
Right, well,
that's very interesting. That was good. But wasn't it that Scooter was really taken with you as a band when he saw you dressed as elves doing a Christmas cover on YouTube?
Well, the thing is, we uploaded so many covers that we spent a lot of time doing and, you know, recording vocally and stuff. And then we upload a live Christmas cover where we're dressed as elves and making absolute fools of ourselves. And that's the one that he loves and decides to sign us off the back of that one.
We were in Manchester, weren't we, Arlene, a few weeks ago?
Yeah, what a great city. We loved it.
We went on the big wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And
Cloud
23, the one up at the top of the Hilton. Yeah, it was nice.
You've been up there?
Nice in there, yeah.
We haven't been home in 3 months. It could be all changed. It could be like post-apocalyptic when we go home, like no one's there.
That's how I feel it would be when we get there.
Yeah.
We're going to play the single in just a second. It's been produced by a guy that worked with Maroon 5, hasn't it?
Yeah,
he's Mr. Benny Blanco.
And I have to say, you can sort of hear the influence of him coming through. The song sounds brilliant, and you could almost imagine Maroon 5 doing it. And that's a big compliment, because they're one of our favourite bands.
We're obsessed with Maroon 5, yeah, that's a huge compliment.
Yeah, thank you very much, thank you.
Because I know it says here that you wanted, you know, huge pop songs with soul, and certainly going by the new single, it sounds like you've got it on the money.
Well, someone like Benny, who can, you know, write and produce a hit, we just wanted to get in with him straight away, and we've actually done the whole album with him. So this is his first major album that he's ever done. But no, it's funny because we met Adam Levine from Maroon 5 over in America, and he was just such a lovely guy about the song. But yeah, a lot of people have compared the whole Maroon 5 thing, which is a huge honour for us.
Well, Arlene likes Adam Levine, don't you?
I do, although I have to say, boys, you're not going to get tatted up like he has, are you?
Already tatted up.
Oh, yeah?
Two of us are.
Yeah.
Well, how many? Are you talking full body? Describe it for me. Slowly.
What are you wearing?
We mentioned it in the first part of the chat that you got to support Justin Bieber.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now, what was that like? Because obviously there's a massive circus that goes around him, right?
It was crazy because it was like we were in the studio with Scooter and we were listening through the songs, and then you could kind of see he was off in his own imagination just thinking of ideas, and then he disappeared, came back into the room like 5 minutes later and was like, "You boys are opening up for Justin tomorrow in Barclays Center in Brooklyn in front of 22,000 people."
Our first show in America.
And the thing is, we went from playing like clubs and pubs in our hometown of Manchester and around London to just parents and people that would listen to just 22,000 screaming girls.
But it was literally the next day. You were told you're doing this tomorrow.
24 hours.
Yeah.
Did you have elastic bands around your trousers by any chance? You know, the ankles. You must have had. It must have been terrifying.
It was terrifying.
I've just got that. I was like, why? I wear a belt.
Did you get to meet Justin? I mean, that's obviously the question everybody wants to know. What was he like?
Yeah. We've met him a few times. Yeah. We played a show out at South by Southwest and he came and gate crashed our set, and just we played a little acoustic song with him and the place just erupted. But yeah, we've met him a few times and he's a lovely guy and he's very busy.
He gets a bad rap, doesn't he? I mean, maybe he brings a little bit of on himself, but he does a lot of good stuff as well that he probably doesn't get reported so much.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, being a superstar like that, I think certain people are waiting to watch you fall. But I think he's got a good team around him, some good friends, and I just think some of it's a load of rubbish. But he's always been lovely to us, so that's all that we know.
Now, presumably mega stardom is where you're reaching for, but, I mean, are you going to keep grounded? You've lived in a caravan, after all. I mean, are you going to keep your feet in the ground? You're not going to turn into sort of people who go, no, it's all right, I'm a mega star now, I don't need to have contact with anybody from the hometown.
We've all got each other who kind of keep each other grounded on the level, but at the end of the day, I don't think our parents wouldn't let us get like that.
And when are we going to see you live performing in Scotland?
We've never done a show here, have we? As soon as possible. We'll let you know.
Well, let's do it now. Right, two, three,
right now.
Four, go. You need those elastic bands again.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about maybe doing some festivals or something over the summer? Are you going to be doing any of that?
Yeah, we've got loads of festivals and gigs over the summer, haven't we?
Yeah,
we're going to be busy boys, definitely. But we want to come up here. We've heard you guys are wild at shows. Yeah. So we need to experience that firsthand.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well, we're not so much these days, are we, Arlene?
No, well, I don't speak for yourself.
Yes.
Listen, it's been great having you on the show. We wish you the very best luck. Hopefully, fingers crossed, number one song next week. Me and My Broken Heart, Rixton on the show, Arlene.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
thank you for having us. Thank you.